This is KCUR 89.3. For kids growing up along Quindaro Boulevard and in northeast Kansas City, Kansas, an area that has experienced high rates of crime and poverty, it can feel like they have to leave their communities in order to succeed in life. But as KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, some teens and their mentors are working to change that narrative by building up those communities.
Miss Beverly Stewart has lived in this house on North 20th Street right off of Quindaro Boulevard for the past 30 years.
Well, my family's always lived somewhere around here.
Her house is a gathering spot for her big family. Her 13-year-old grandson, Jamon Glass, comes here every day after school. He loves the area because of his grandma, but other than that, he shows me there's not much for young people like him to do around here.
Do you ever walk over to Quindaro like this?
To the gas station.
What do you do at the gas station?
Just buy like a lot of snacks and come back to my grandma's house or play.
We turn on to Quindaro at ENS Body Shop. That and Pete's Barber Shop are the only two businesses left on the block. Years back, it was crawling with activity. A pharmacy, bakery, a post office, and a grocery store. In the 70s, there were at least 6 grocery stores on the boulevard. Now, there's not a single one.
Seems like back in the day, it was a lot of people walking around, but it doesn't really seem like that would be very doable now.
So much shooting around here.
He points to an empty storefront next to Pete's that used to be a beauty salon.
Like this place here, it got like a lot of gunshots in it.
Really?
Yep.
This topic comes up a lot for teens around here, like Nicholas Brass, who's 14. He used to spend a lot of time on Quindaro.
And it's very important to know where you are from so you can make it successful in life and know what you need to do to get out. There's good people here, and it's not terrible, but bad stuff does go on. You don't want to live here forever.
Kalia London, also 14, feels the same way.
If I'm going to start a new section of my life, this isn't where I want to do it because there's more opportunities if I get out of here. And that's a really big goal too, just try and get out of here.
Kalia has lived on the boulevard since she was a toddler. She hears gunshots most nights. Her mom is a police officer, which honestly, she tells me, makes her worry more. Right now, she just hopes to make it to 18. A string of retaliatory violence over the past few years has taken the lives of at least 5 teenagers, some not too far from here. Police don't have many answers, but if you spend any time listening to the community, you get the sense that teens are the ones doing the killing.
I'm not scared. Irritated, yes, but not scared.
I ask her if she feels like people, especially outsiders, get distracted by the so-called bad parts of this community. She sighs and looks down.
Yeah.
You feel that way?
I do.
Sometimes she says that hurts more than the violence itself. I can see that on her face. Once, she remembers overhearing her teachers talking about their students.
They'll never amount to anything if they don't get out. We're gonna have to help them. I'm like, that's not true. My environment does not define me.
But even beyond that, she's proud of where she's from.
We're the best community to have, because when we need it, we all band together.
For 14-year-old Lania Mead, it was when she tapped into that sense of community that something clicked.
I could 100% make it out, but also I could stay here and help make it better.
So in whatever spare time she has outside of school and the 4 college classes she's already taking as a freshman, Lania does her best to change that narrative that you have to leave.
If I can help make it better, then other people will also join in and help and say, oh, well, it does matter what happens up the block. It does matter what's going on in the streets.
How you doing?
I meet a couple outside of an abandoned building near 18th and Quindaro.
Is this going to be the spot?
Clayton and Mickey Wells want to transform this dilapidated building into a safe space for teens and call it the Hangout, a place where kids can come after school and learn leadership and communication skills. At this point, it's still a pipe dream.
As you see, it's got notices up, but I can't find the owner.
The building is in bad shape, and he thinks it may cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to fix it. But Clayton says it's worth it. He wants to impart that sense of community he and Mickey felt as kids on Quindaro to today's youth.
When we grew up, yeah, we knew this is our hood, this is where we're from, this is who we are. A lot of these kids don't have that same
sense
thing.
Of community.
Our kids need to see the value in their community. They need to know, you know what? So what? You live on Quindaro? Quindaro is great.
Mickey, or little Mickey Glenn, back in the day, she says, spent almost all of her time at her grandma's house, just across from the old Safeway grocery store at 21st and Quindaro. That house was like their version of the hangout. Neighborhood kids would play ball in the front yard and eat meals together.
Kids knew how to have fun because it was okay to be a kid.
That's the whole thing. We all were trying to figure out how to bring Quindaro back.
That starts, he says, with the youth.
We have to pour something into them so that when they grow up, they have something to pour back into other people. If you don't pour nothing into them now, why would they come back?
What's up, kid?
For now, the gathering place for most everyone around here is Wilson's Pizza, right next door.
I took two exams today.
Jamon Glass and I meet Kalia London there, and we all order her favorite meal.
Okay, so you get the pizzas, and you put them in a pan, then you put sauce, cheese, and pepperoni.
After some of us finish our pizza fries, I walk Jamon home. He shows me a shortcut behind that storefront he said gets shot up a lot. There are no sidewalks on Miss Beverly Street, so we walk on the road. He occasionally looks behind us, notices a big dog he says better be on a leash, then warns me that a car is coming. He tells me stories about the houses, says this one got shot up once, and that one has a litter of bunnies. When we get back, Miss Beverly asks me if these stories about Quindaro, if they'll help change things around here. I tell her the truth. I don't know, but I also tell her what I do know, what I've heard from 14-year-old Lanaya Mead and from her own grandson, from Mickey and Clayton Wells, and from Mr. Wilson, who owns the pizza shop. They say things are changing, that maybe you can't see it yet, but if you spend any time around here, you can feel it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.
This story is part of a series about Quindaro Boulevard and its surrounding neighborhoods in Kansas City, Kansas. This week's series is the culmination of several months of reporting for KCUR's community engagement initiative, Here to Listen.